Irish epic poem in 33 cantos, read by the poet Paul O'Mahony. Canto 5. The one honest man in Ireland picked his nose, scratched into his bottom and belched. He hadn't washed his teeth today or taken a scissors to toenails in ages. A tie would have constrained his neck, so he wore clean underpants. They made him feel well-dressed. There was a pimple growing on left hip. He yearned to squeeze it and wipe away the pus with fingertip. In other words, a raw specimen. Why shouldn't I protest at this point? You hardly expect me to ignore the premature entrance of a lout let out and about to commit acts, unspeakable inanities. A moleskin is not without standards. The role of the writer is to suspend disbelief, not create it. You could have kept that brute for afters, or whatever your type calls it. I can imagine telling Mr. Chatwin I've been breached by a farcical monstrosity. I see you couldn't even sustain an even meter. Certainly he's a dank curse in blank verse. Please get rid of him before he fouls my centre page. I have no wish to be forced to part with any smidgen of my 240 pages. You realise you'll need every single sheet of me to complete your fantasy. With that, the moleskin slipped back into its burrow, an erda retreating after apocryphal intonation. She's so full of herself. No pen stronger than the arm that wielded it. No pursed lips to punctuate a truth. A golden globe too bright to behold. Shadow light on ceramic vessels. There is room for growth in my garden. I'll plant a rhyme in hope it will mate. You'll reap a similar reward when you fertilize your exotic endlinian. There's a flower show on the way, late season spirit, early snow perhaps. I saw tubers laid in lawn like Fort Mary's, Bloody Mary's to you. It's too cold now to mow the grass. Fallow feelings would look finer on ice. This moment of scooping of debris from yesterday, reassembling it as if they took the Eiffel Tower down and removed the piece that did not fit into the new world view. We have plans for you. The muse has spoken, another booming tone alongside the Almighty. Man cannot work for one master. It's essential to be pulled in directions made for ugly bedfellows. The Queen of Annus Horribilis blessed her own survival. Would you do less without rereading Dow, without coughing up phlegm, flim-flam, whether you're struck on the page, whenever you're struck on the page, keep the pen agitated, as Freud decreed, the free association of poems locked in Pandora's box, yours if the power to open, the glory to behold. All you're afraid of is your personal unconscious, as if there weren't enough guides, gurus out there offering to lead you over the cliff into peace of mind. 31 is a shamanic number, the only one I know to be linked to 39 steps and the 30 disciples. If you were born on the prejudice of 12, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Even the names of the unknown soldiers, every man, woman and child, even the funereal chants from monks of the scapular. Didn't I tell you Dan Brown's gone to ground and in the dust is equal made with his grandfather? Flow, flow, you river of descent, how can you ever find what you're looking for without going naked into the night of day? Your penis exposed, vagina bare. Show me your tentacles. You may have wrapped this body politic around the little finger the rugged rascal ran away from, but you haven't fooled me. You may sit at the same deal table, see reflections in cutlery and prisms, but your confusion doesn't confuse me anymore. I may have boarded the Dunleary boat, hitchhiked from Holyhead, jerked two fingers at motorists on the A5. I may have needed a lorry to get me to London, but on those streets of anonymous bliss, I kissed the policeman who pointed me to the squat on Drury Lane. Oh, I was there for the hair. Aquarius man, too fucking uncurious for his own good. In those days, I flirted with Mao Zedong and Stalinistic rhetoric, escaped from Ireland to pick up a trade so that I might apply for a job at what they call home. Autobiography, the name that dares not speak out too soon. The tall puppy dog. Shih Tzu or Alsatian. The mother took a wolfhound into her lair so she wouldn't be tied to the doctor's wife. I could tell you that story too. Come back for seconds later if you like second helpings for the same dish. End of Canto 5.